Well, a woman comes home one evening, walks through the front door and says to her husband, I want to apologize. I think I got a little bit of water in the carburetor. And the husband said, well, that's fine, honey. We'll take care of it. Where's the car? She said, at the bottom of a lake. We call that being evasive. And that's what we have in today's gospel with the woman at the well. The Lord challenged her and said, go get your husband and come back. And she makes a sort of a mental reservation. She's very evasive. She says, well, I don't have a husband. And notice how the Lord treats her with great love and mercy and kindness, but he also challenges her and says, you're right in saying that, because you've had five husbands and the man you're living with is not even your husband. So she was living in adultery. And so we have here a woman who tried to be evasive. Now take a look at today's gospel on this third Sunday of Lent. It's an amazing gospel, and it's John chapter 4, the woman at the well. And what we see here when we look at this whole gospel is a very touching, very powerful story of conversion. It's a story of a transformation of a soul. This woman was converted by talking to the Lord, converted through kindness, converted through truth, and converted to change her life. And then she herself became an evangelist, and she began to go into town and told everyone about Jesus. And it says the whole town came to believe in the Lord, even spent 2 days in that Samaritan village because of the woman at the well. And at the end, people said, we believe in him, not only because you told us about him, but we have met him ourselves and know that he is the Savior of the world. So we see this transformation of this woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, who starts out calling Jesus Sir, because she thinks he's just an ordinary man. But then after he reveals about her past sinful life, says that he is a prophet, so she moves from calling him an ordinary man to calling him a prophet. And then she's convinced that he is the Christ, the Messiah. And by the end of it, he's now acknowledged as the Savior of the world. See, this is such a great gospel for evangelization. It teaches us the perfect model of how to evangelize people. You evangelize them through treating them with great respect, with great dignity, to really see the worth and the dignity of each and every person. And we take people where they are, we accept them as they are, but we love them so much we don't want to keep them that way. There's a saying that God loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to keep us that way. Yes, he loves us as we are, but he wants us to become saints, so he wants us to be transformed. So God loves us so much, he doesn't want us to stay the same way. He wants us to be converted, to be transformed, and to really come to know him and love him and transform our life. So in this gospel, it's such an amazing story of a woman's transformation. She was a woman of Samaria. As you know, Samaria was that territory between the north, like the area of Nazareth, and the south, the area of Jerusalem. And it was an area that had been settled by a mixed race, where the Jews had intermarried with the Assyrians, and they had adopted some foreign things, and they were considered heretics and schismatics. And so the Samaritans hated the Jews hated the Samaritans, and this went on for 800 years. This occurred eight centuries before Christ. And it was so bad that normally the Jews would not even travel through that area. They would go around the other side of the Sea of Galilee to avoid going through Samaritan territory. But the Lord goes through because he wanted to use this opportunity to meet the people, to evangelize, and to lead them to salvation as well. So the Lord stops at Jacob's well. The archaeologists have discovered where this well is in the Holy Land. And it says the Lord was very tired through the journey, He couldn't even go into town. He waited at the well so that the apostles would go in and buy food. So the Lord was tired, he was hungry, and he was also thirsty. And it was 12 noon. If you've ever been to the Holy Land in the summer, in the noontime, it could be 100, 120 degrees. And it was very hot. The Lord was at the well. And here comes a woman carrying a large jar of water on her head. And why was she out there at 12 noon? Women never got water from a well at 12 noon. They always came out early in the morning when it was cool, or late in the afternoon after the sun went down when it was cool. It was a time to socialize with the other women of the town. Obviously, she was a woman with a bad reputation, so she was an outcast. She was not accepted by the other women. That's the only reason why she would come out in the heat of the day at 12 noon in the high sun. So she came out by herself. In fact, the archaeologists say that the town actually had two wells that were closer to the center of town. This was on the outskirts. Again, she wanted to avoid people. She wanted to avoid the other women of the town. But the Lord talks to her, and she's totally shocked because the Jews and the Samaritans would never speak with each other. And he even says, "Give me a drink." And I mean, this was very countercultural. The Lord, you know, this was something so shocking. She even says, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan and a woman, for a drink?" So the Lord begins this evangelization process with her and begins to let her know that there's more to life than just natural things, than food and water. He says, I can give you living water, which of course we know is the Holy Spirit. It is God's grace. It is salvation. Jesus says, I can offer you eternal life. I can offer you living water, holiness, happiness forever, eternal life. And she's still thinking in a very natural way and says, you don't even have a bucket to get the water. He says, no, I'm talking about something spiritual, living water that will well up within your soul, that will give you eternal life. But the Lord knows that this woman has some problems. She has some moral issues. She has some moral problems that are keeping her from God, namely, having had five husbands, living in adultery. The Lord knows that there is this moral impediment that's keeping her from experiencing the love, the happiness that God wants for her. And so the Lord decides to shine a spotlight on her moral problem to try to get her to be converted. And he simply says, innocently, well, just go bring your husband and we'll continue talking. And she's very evasive and says, I don't have one. He says, no, you're right, you've had five, and the man you're living with is not your husband. And then she does, as Bishop Sheen says, what everyone does when they're challenged. She changed the subject. And she got into a theological debate on the difference between Jewish faith and Samaritan faith and where the best place to worship is, in Jerusalem or on Mount Gerizim in Samaria. So notice she doesn't want to be challenged about her moral, sinful lifestyle. She wants to get into a theological debate with the Lord on another topic. And so the Lord, of course, does this, talks to her about that, lets her know that salvation is from the Jews because the Messiah will be from the Jews, and that one day you won't worship on Jerusalem or on Mount Gerizim. You'll worship in spirit and truth like we do here in Leesburg at St. John's Church. We worship in spirit and in truth, and we receive God's grace and the sacraments. We don't have to be on a holy mountain to receive God's grace. We worship in spirit and in truth. Well, the woman knows that the Messiah will come. She even says that. We know that the Messiah will come one day, and Jesus reveals who he is. He says, I am he. Well, she is so filled with excitement and joy, she even leaves her water jar and goes running into town to talk to the people. It's like the apostles abandoning their nets. See, to lose one's water jar, that was a big thing, but she's not concerned now about natural things. She's now had a glimpse of supernatural life, of salvation, of her conversion, of getting to heaven, of accepting Jesus through faith. And so she goes into town. She brings all the villagers out, and they meet the Lord, and by the end of it, they all proclaim that Jesus is the Savior of the world. So again, this is such a great gospel of God's grace, of transformation, of evangelization, and it teaches us how to share the faith with other people. We treat them with respect, with dignity, with kindness, but we teach them and explain to them the truth. Even though it might be challenging, we have to share the truth in love, kindness, and charity. And this is what brought about this woman's conversion. And through this woman, the whole town was brought to Christ.